Good morning. It's WAMC Regional News, and we're joined by Ken Lovett, as we are each Monday. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, as you point out in your column today, there are more questions now, perhaps, than answers when it comes to the investigation by U.S. Attorney from the Southern District of New York, Frank Ferrara, into the former top aide of Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Joe Prococo, the top aide to Governor Cuomo, made a lot of money, up to $125,000 in 2014 while he was on the campaign for Cuomo, receiving consulting fees from businesses with business before the state. And his wife was also being paid by a contractor. We don't know how they got the job, what they did for the money. Did the Prococo lobby the governor or anyone in the administration for these companies? Did they still get paid when Prococo went back to the state payroll? You know, why did the governor not ask who his clients were? The governor said that he told me he may have some outside consulting gigs, but didn't ask who the clients were or what they would do, or was there any intersection with state business? So a lot of questions to be answered as this goes forward.
Not the least of which, as you point out, is, you know, what the governor knew and didn't know. And of course, he's commented on some of that.
Yeah, the governor says Prococo told him, I may have some outside consulting jobs. And that was the end of it. He never knew who the clients were or even if there were any. So, I mean, certainly it's surprising that to a lot of people that a governor who's known as a micromanager never really got into the details of that particular question. So that's another answer we need. Also, Prococo made a ton of money. Prococo bought a house for $815,000 in Westchester County, was having trouble making the payments. So it seems like when he went on to the campaign, the governor or others were taking care of him financially. He made 52% more in 2014 than he did when he ran the governor's campaign in 2015. He made $225,000 from the campaign in 2010. He also, when he came back to the state payroll, got a significant raise from the state. He went from $155,000 to a $20,000 raise in less than 2 years. He ended up making $3,000 less than the governor by the time he left for Madison Square Garden. So again, a lot of questions about that, and they seem to at least be trying to take care of him financially, but it all seems to have backfired.
The GOP head Ed Cox is following it as well, saying this could be a boon for the Republican challengers to Governor Cuomo, or should he run for re-election?
He of course thinks this is, you know, serious enough that it could help the Republicans and by weakening Cuomo or worse. But the reality is, in a weird way, last week we saw the GOP field actually narrow, and it hasn't even begun yet. We saw Chris Gibson, the upstate Republican congressman, say he wasn't going to run after forming an exploratory committee. And we saw Carl Paladino, who lost to the governor in 2010, but has said he might run again in 2018, barely beat an 18-year-old in order to get reelected to the Buffalo School Board. If you can barely win against a no-name in your own town, it's questionable how well he would do statewide.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks so much, as always.
Anytime. Be well.